You're listening to the Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. We're recording every day the markets are open. Subscribe today and also follow us at callputstrike.com. Hello and good evening. Today is Tuesday, June 23rd, 2020. We've got ourselves back for another episode of Call Put Strike Daily Financial News and Insights. We will be covering some of the market news here in just a second. And in the second half, we're going to touch on a little personal finance topic for today's trends segment. So hang tight and we'll be jumping right into today's financial markets and news. I am Scott Ponywaz, the publisher of CallPutStrike.com, as well as your host for the CallPutStrike Daily Financial News and Insights podcast. Thanks to our fantastic writers and journalists, we have today's daily news summary here for you. Headlines: COVID-19 vaccines making headway, and the manufacturing market rolls upward. Here we go. So, the stocks made significant gains on Tuesday as renewed hope for a COVID-19 vaccine hit the news. The Dow Jones rose by 0.5%, a half of a percent, the S&P 500 by 0.43%, and the NASDAQ by 0.74%. Sanofi, the French drug maker, announced on Tuesday that it is expecting to receive approval for the COVID-19 vaccine that it is working on with GlaxoSmithKline. The timeline for this vaccine is likely within the first half of 2021 to be available in the latter part of the year. Sanofi increased by 0.28% today. On Monday evening, Peter Navarro, the White House trade advisor, caused some confusion after saying that the trade deal that the United States had with China is over. He then retracted his mark to say that the Phase 1 trade deal is still in place with China. In addition to this, President Trump tweeted on Monday evening, assuring the public that the trade deal with China is fully intact. As a result of this, the markets did have a 300-point dip overnight in the after-hours/pre-market trading late on Monday/early Tuesday. It did end up essentially rebounding by the time the markets opened this morning at 9:30 Eastern time. Moving on, the coronavirus continues to hit certain states around the country. California reported a new single-day high in new cases today at 5,019. This brings California's cases to a total of 183,073. New hospitalization cases in Texas also rose to a record high recently. This caused the governor of Texas to warn that the surge in cases was at an, quote, unacceptable rate, end quote, and indicated that he would impose strict restrictions again to stop the outbreak. Facebook, Amazon, Apple, and Microsoft all hit their own record intraday highs today. The NASDAQ composite hit a record intraday high as well after rising by more than 1%. Analysts have predicted that certain asset allocators, such as pension funds, will see a change at their quarter-end rebalancing. It is likely that these will shift to bonds at this time, taking profits from the stock market. This event will occur next week, is what many analysts are calling out. Take it as you will or as you wish. Next up, the manufacturing and service sector activity in the United States has improved dramatically between March and June. However, the increase is still less than economists had hoped for. Today is a tough day for me. I'm sorry, folks. The manufacturing PMI, Purchasing Managers Indices, rose from 37.5% 37.5 in May to 49.6 in June. The expected PMI, or Purchasing Managers Indices, had been 50. The services PMI rose from 37.5 in May to 46.7 in June. The expectations for this one had been 48. Chris Williamson of ISH Market said, quote, "The flash PMI data showed the U.S. economic downturn abating markedly in June. The second quarter started with an alarming rate of collapse, but output and jobs are now falling at far more modest rates in both the manufacturing and the service sectors. The improvement will fuel hopes that the economy can return to growth in the third quarter. However, although brief, the downturn has been fiercer than anything seen previously, leaving a deep scar which will take a long time to heal. We anticipate that the U.S. economy will contract by just over 8% in 2020. The coming months will therefore see the focus turn to just how much recovery momentum the economy can muster to recoup the lost output," end quote. Again, that was Chris Williamson of ISH Market, and that wraps up our financial news segment for today. After we come back, we are going to take a look at a personal finance topic, which is personal finance and the common money mistakes and how to avoid them, which for many in this challenging COVID time will be an interesting and hopefully a helpful topic for you. So we'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to the second half of Call Put Strike Daily Financial News and Insights. We cover the insights on the second half, which is today about common money mistakes and how to avoid them. So we'll jump right in and start covering it. So throughout life, people are often told to do at least some of the following: go to school, get a job, save money, buy a house, retire comfortably. These can be difficult goals to accomplish, especially if you find yourself making mistakes with your money. So here are a couple common money mistakes to avoid as much as possible. Spending a lot on little items. So a common misconception is that buying coffee or breakfast every morning is not expensive. If you're spending $10 per day on coffee and breakfast on the way to work, you're costing yourself $200 per month and approximately $2,400 per year. Assuming that you have a career that will last 30 years, that means that you will be spending $72,000 in total just on overpriced coffees and breakfast combos. Take the time to go grocery shopping and stock up on things that you'll be using on a daily basis. This is obviously much cheaper than buying food and drinks for work every day. And you could obviously look at other daily spending habits, and I'm sure that they add up similarly, whether that's cigarettes, lunch, or even little things like a dollar lottery ticket that you might be buying. Buying a new car. So buying a brand new car can be exciting. It's true. Can't complain with it, the smell of the fresh leather. It's a nice feeling. However, did you know that a brand new car will depreciate in value by 20% after just year one? By 5 years old, your car will have depreciated by about 60% of its total value. This means that if you purchase a car for $80,000 and decide to sell it after 5 years, you will likely only receive about $32,000 for it. As well, if you took out a loan to buy the car in the first place, you'll still need to pay that off with interest. paying interest on a depreciating asset is not a good investment. If you're looking to buy a car, try broadening your search to include vehicles that are already a few years old. They will still be in good shape, and you will be paying a lot less for them than you otherwise would be. Another area, not investing. Going to work and getting a salary is sufficient to pay for your basic needs and maybe a little bit extra. In order to really get ahead in life, however, it's necessary to put your money to work for you. Investing in the stock market or in real estate is a good option, as it allows your money to grow. If you prefer a safer option, many financial institutions allow for alternatives such as CDs. These will lock your money in place for a certain amount of time, but you will receive interest on it in the meantime. Working with an investment advisor is a good idea at this stage because they can help you determine how much time you have for your investments to grow and what risk level you are comfortable at. So the last one is spending above your means. Many people do not understand that they do not need to go overboard on bigger purchases. For example, there is no need to buy a 6-bedroom house for a family of four. This will simply increase all of your monthly costs, including taxes, utilities, and maintenance fees. Not to mention, that extra square footage is a pain to clean. So hopefully these common mistakes and personal finance tips can help you get started. And, you know, as we are more of an investing podcast, many people are starting to find us through their newly found interest in the stock market, which is why that whole not investing area is also a good one to take a look at, as well as many of the resources that we do provide on the callputstrike.com website at, again, callputstrike.com. It's a tough day, folks, for me. Cut me some slack. All right. So with that, I hope that some of these tips help you out. If it's easier for you to read today rather than to listen to me, again, head to callputstrike.com. And with that, I am going to call it a day and quit while I'm behind. Hope you all have a wonderful evening, and we will catch you on the flip side tomorrow, and I'll hopefully be able to speak a little bit more clearly for you all. So enjoy your night. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and head over to callputstrike.com for more financial news and insights. And now for our quick disclaimer. Stock recommendations and comments presented on callputstrike.com and the Call Put Strike podcast are solely those of the analysts and experts quoted. They do not represent the opinions of callputstrike.com or Call Put Strike podcast on whether to buy, sell, or hold shares of a particular stock. Investors should be cautious about any and all stock recommendations and should consider the source of any advice on stock selection. Various factors, including personal or corporate ownership, may influence or factor into an expert's stock analysis or opinion. All investors are advised to conduct their own independent research into individual stocks before making a purchase decision. In addition, investors are advised that past stock performance is no guarantee of future price appreciation. Opinions expressed here are the author's alone, not those of any bank, credit card issuer, hotel, airline, or other entity. This content has not been reviewed, approved, or otherwise endorsed by any of the entities included within the podcast. And by using this podcast, listening to it, you are agreeing to the terms of use and privacy policy outlined on callputstrike.com.